All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
971, ticket text coming in. If Caputo would have somehow worked in the line, I'll ask the questions here. That needs to happen. Seriously, another increase in tickets? Wow, I guess the Lions are jealous on how the LCA looks and wants the same, an empty building. Mike, what the hell were you impressed with? That was a standard press conference. Dude showed no real passion, but he did thank his Patriot family. Well, you're right. You're right. Forget it. He wasn't clearly more of a human being than the last guy who was here, right? You just can't win with some of you, honestly. To hell with it. Number of people talking about co-offensive coordinator for JBC, passing game coordinator. Who the hell knows? And honestly, I don't care. He's here in some capacity. If you name the quarterback coach, the logical conclusion is then JBC's going to be the OC. And if he's not, I'm sure we'll find out. Really not going to lose any sleep over. So here's the question, right? Sully really came up with this, and I think it's interesting. Patricia's taking over one of the more daunting tasks historically in the NFL. It's a tough gig. The Lions' job has not been good for most careers. So, you got a new guy coming into town, first-time head coach, taking over your franchise. Every writer, seemingly, this week was doing kind of an advice column for Matt Patricia, offering him advice on being a coach. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, everyone's got their own opinion. I know some people will try to be funny with it. But if there's one thing that you would like, everyone's got an opinion on how you can make it work here, right? Everyone believes that if the new coach does X, he can make it work. That somehow it will be the right move. Like, what bit of advice, if you could pass on one thing to Patricia, would it be? And I'll give you mine. And I know some might think it's silly, but it's really not. I'll give you the short version and then the long version. The short version is, don't get lionized. And you go, well, what the hell does that mean? It's simple. I'm a firm believer, as I said in the past. I think there's a lot of bad people in that building. I think there's a lot of people who like to put a lot of bad things in people's heads. And I think a lot of Lion coaches, and to a lesser extent, Lion players, have allowed bad people in that building to influence them and kind of wreck them, wreck their view of the world. Wreck their view of the media and the fans. I thought you saw it happen to Caldwell. My one bit of advice for Matt Patricia would be you, form relationships with people, but don't be influenced by a lot of the nonsense that resides in Allen Park. Be your own man. Otherwise, you're doomed to the fate of everyone before you. Think about it, guys. We've all talked about coaches being lionized, right? That moment where they get lionized. It happens here. I think a big part of it is you got a PR staff that views the media as the enemy. I think you end up with a guy like Caldwell who just loses his mind. You saw it with Schwartz towards the end. You see it with all of them. Patricia seems like a decent guy, has his own thoughts, has his own ideas. Somewhat personable. I think that's better than the last two coaches you've had. Don't let that building and don't let this place wreck you. I mean, I think Patricia's got a shot. You hope Quinn hands him some good football players. You hope this guy can count to 11 and not pull off a pass back and forth kind of thing. But that, if there's one bit of advice I could pass along, it would be that. Because there's plenty of people that'll fill you with plenty of ideas about what this city is, what this media is, what these fans are. I wouldn't listen to anybody if I were him. Do the job. Get your lieutenants in place. You have your confidants in your personal life. Stick to that. Don't let, I'm telling you, this organization ruins people. Turns them into cyborgs. I don't want to see this guy fall victim to that, because you won't succeed. But what is that one bit of advice you would pass on? You could offer Patricia a helping hand. What would it be? I gave him mine. Because I think the problems with the Lion organization run way deeper than just a draft pick or an offensive coordinator, an issue of staffing, et cetera. There's something funky in that building. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike. You're nodding your head.
Yeah, and I know it's funny because I know people are going to joke around and have fun with this question, which is fine. But my one piece of advice, the one thing I think Matt Patricia needs to know day one of this job is, hey, establish the run game. Can we please finally get a run game here? Can you focus? Can focus number one please be the run game? That's okay. What I would tell him.
Okay.
Put your resources, put your knowledge, put your staff, put everything into the run game and fix this as the first order of business. That would be my piece of advice. I think it's just so paramount, so pivotal to actually having success. We haven't seen a good run game here in ages. So if he could come in and spend his time trying to fix that, I think that'd be a hell of a way to start.
I like, you know what, Sully? Bravo.
I appreciate that.
No, I think that's a solid deal. Above all, prioritize the run game. Don't touch a thing with the passing game. Stafford and JBC will figure that part out. I don't have a problem with that, but that's more Bob Quinn's job.
Mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of answers. There's plenty of answers that you could give.
Yeah, I could tell.
Maybe we need some music for the people to get into it or something.
No,
you know?
No.
Can we help the people out?
No,
give you some music. Guys, day one.
That's
Matt
right.
Patricia's hired
right.
in Detroit.
Right.
Introductory press conference.
Right.
He's probably listening right now to this.
6 more inches.
He's listening to get advice from you, the people out there. What's the one thing you want to tell
him? He's already made a mistake.
What's the one thing? Maybe you want to tell him where to live in Metro Detroit.
Will Patricia ever appear on this show? 248.
Maybe you want to tell him to listen to this show every day from 2 to 6. Maybe you want to tell him where to get grocery shop at, get his gas at. Maybe you want to tell him how to fix the team.
That's enough.
All anything.
Right. Thank you very much.
Maybe you want to tell him who to draft.
Oh, God.
The one piece of advice, guys. Come on. Can we get into this, please?
Now, listen. And you know what's funny, too? Please kill the music. You're killing me. No, what's funny is, you know, we've gotten some of the ticket texts. Like, somehow I'm crazy for coming away and feeling decent about it. Like somehow it was wrong that I gave him positive marks for A, being personable, being a human being. And look, I also do think he has some intriguing parts of his resume that can help you here. I mean, I don't think everything's got to be a hot take. I don't think everything's got to be ridiculous. No, I'm not sitting here telling you you've just hired Bill Walsh, but I don't think it's wrong to come away with a positive feeling about this guy. And again, a lot of times at a press conference, you can look at it. I mean, I remember going back to when Goris bought the Pistons, and I went, this guy's a joke. I mean, you just knew it right away. You know, Caldwell, I had very negative opinions of that hiring and of him. I kind of got that one right, too. I kind of like this guy. Now, ultimately, it's going to come down to just do the right things. I mean, I just all of this comes down to nobody cares ultimately whether you're a nice person or not. If this guy puts the football team in the best positions to succeed, then I'm happy. I don't care what he does. But when you make mistakes galore and you act like a Richard, nah, that doesn't work for anybody. But yeah, I feel good about it. And I don't, hey, look, you know what? It's February 7th, guys. We got no football until late August. You know, week 3 of the preseason, you want to tell me that matters? Okay. But we got no real football probably till the last day of August when college football kicks off. Now is the time where you feel a little bit hopeful. And I do feel that Bob Quinn's era has started today. I thought the last 2 years was a complete waste of time with Jim Caldwell. Now you're actually starting the clock on Bob Quinn's tenure. And I don't know if excited's the best way to do it. I just, I feel like this is what it was supposed to be. Bob Quinn hiring his guy. And now we start to make real judgments as to whether the aptitude of Bob Quinn, and certainly from day one, Matt Patricia. I'll tell you this, and you guys may think this is unfair, so be it. My expectation for Matt Patricia in this first season is to win a playoff game. Okay? No, it's not good enough for him to take over a 9-7 team and miss the playoffs, or make the playoffs and deliver more of the same. The expectation for Patricia is to take this team and win a playoff game. The expectation for Patricia's tenure here is to make a Super Bowl. That's it. There's nothing else. We've seen Jim Schwartz make the playoffs. We've seen Jim Caldwell make the playoffs. We've seen winning records. The expectation for Patricia at some point here, make Super Bowl. That's it. I'm not interested in Marvin Lewis, where you make the playoffs seven times and you don't win nothing. I'm not interested in Marty Schottenheimer, where you're making the playoffs, you're the one seed, you get the bye week, and you get popped. I mean, yeah, I do expect Matt Patricia to hit the ground running, to come out next year and be a force, to be a factor, rather. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. And above all, here's the big thing for me. I sincerely hope you the days of us criticizing onside kicks, timeout management, 11 players on the field, you know, just the buffoonery that has been happening here. I sincerely hope those days are over.
The fundamentals, the basics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Running a clean game.
Yeah, just run the game right.
Which you'd think you could learn from Belichick, who's a total rule stickler. So he's been in that culture. I hate to use the cliche of that culture.
Right.
But, you know, he's been in an organization that prioritizes that stuff.
Correct. So at a minimum, I feel like you're improved in that. I'd like to believe he'll be a little bit more aggressive than what we've seen. You know how I feel about punting inside the 40 when it's fourth and five or less. There's just certain things I think he'll be better at off the top than Caldwell. Maybe I'm just a damn fool. You and that music. 248-539-9797. We'll get to you next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.